Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host. So let's talk jobs, careers, business, and finance. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you again for tuning in to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio, the radio station that's making a difference in communication. We need everybody to get in on the conversation. We're here yet again on a Monday evening, and we have a fabulous guest on this evening that's going to share some valuable information with us to just keep us motivated and keep us, you know, excited about being on the grind, because truly those who grind, they do shine. So our guest on this evening, her name is Leticia Green. She is a Mary Kay consultant, and she's got some valuable information to share with us about people who are interested in the field of makeup and you know, personal design. I guess there's a bunch of other words we can use. She'll give us some of those. But she also has a 9-to-5 where she works for Steadfast Properties. And so she's going to tell us how she balances working full-time, you know, taking care of a family of some sort, and also managing to be an entrepreneur, you know, and have a side business that's assisting her and pushing her dreams into her destiny. So we're so glad that you tuned in on this evening. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio and Television. And as you know, I speak out against domestic violence on my show. Well, I've been given this privilege on another platform. I will be the guest speaker at the 3rd Annual Celebrity Purple Raindrops and Masquerade Ball. This event will benefit and honor domestic violence victims and survivors. Come out and show your support on October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cleveland L. Dennard Conference. Let's be a symphony of voices against the violence. She Talk Radio on Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray. Yes, yes, and we are back here with our Monday evening Shop Talk segment, and our fabulous guest on this evening is Miss Leticia Green. I want to say a few things about her. Miss Green is the founder of Design the Life, a coaching company. It's a life coaching company that she's the founder of, using vehicles of beauty and business in order to help people design the life of their dreams. She's a motivational speaker, a financial coach, and an image consultant. She is definitely waiting to help you design the life of your dreams. Yes, that sounds so fabulous. Before we get into her speaking and talking to us, I want to let everybody out there who's listening know, if you want to call in and get in on this conversation, you can dial 713-955-0481. Again, that's 713-955-0481. How you doing, Miss Green?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm super excited to be on here today.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. Thank you again for just taking out your time out of your busy schedule to come in and just, you know, sit with us on the phone and talk to everybody who's listening. We've got listeners in Atlanta, Nashville, Alabama. We've got them everywhere. So there are so many people who are just, you know, eager to be productive in their lives. And you are someone that I've worked with and got an opportunity to interact with and see you in action, you know, do some great things, you know, at major events and all that. But We're going to start with our first question on this evening. And basically, you know, people like to know that we all have a 9-to-5. Everybody has something that's primarily paying the bills. And I see that you're working for a realty company or a property management situation. Tell us a little bit about, you know, that work and how you got into it. And just give us some jewels about yourself in terms of your professional work.
Awesome. No problem. I have by profession, been a property manager since 1999, and I got into property management. I think in property management, we say it's one of these things you kind of get in it by accident and you never, ever get out. So I was I was in an accounting office as an accounting clerk, and a headhunter reached out to me because they needed someone to come and clean up an embezzlement situation where a former property manager had embezzled money and hid it, and they couldn't figure out the accounts. So they hired me as a financial analyst, and I've been doing property management ever since. It's one of those things, you know, especially when you have a passion for people. Once you kind of get into it, because I've always done, except for now, I actually do conventional housing, but the bulk of my career has been income-based housing. So it was one of those things where I always felt rewarded working in an environment where I could help families provide themselves housing or respectable housing at a affordable cost. So that's what I've been doing for this while. I actually just came back into the business in December when my daughter went away to college. I was actually working my full-time businesses a couple years and just went back to the 9-to-5 this past December to help pay UT tuition.
There you go. See what I'm talking about? You know, I got a college son myself, and that's exactly what happened. I was kind of doing non-for-profits and doing community organizer work and working with some local politicians. I had a whole bag of stuff, but yet one of my oldest went to college and wanted to make sure that everything is kosher.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So my credentials are in education. So, I had subbed for a while so I can have that flexibility. But, you know, ultimately, what I'm hearing you say and what I definitely want to convey to the listeners is that you had some type of skill set. You had some type of credentials that allowed you to be able to take on, you know, that 9-to-5, that opportunity to get this tuition taken care of. So what kind of educational background did you have? You said you were an accountant. That's some serious stuff right there. How did you find yourself even in that?
Well, I will tell you this, and I like to say that I give hope to those who don't have credentials because I don't. I went to college for 3 years and never completed a degree. So, I'm that person who just found a way, figured a way kind of thing.
Your skills, that's what it was. People saw your skills.
Absolutely. I was raised by my grandparents. I've always had an incredible work ethic. So it's one of those things, no matter what, if you put me in an environment, I'm going to try and figure it out because I don't want you to know what I don't know. I'm going to work really hard to figure out those things that I don't know so that I'm ahead of the curve. But, no, I never finished college. It is one of those things that I'm going to knock off my bucket list, but I don't have a college degree. I was an accounting clerk. I was an accountant. I worked in an accounting office for a youth home, and I was their APAR clerk.
So let me even pause right there. So, see, I see what happened. You worked for someone that knew how to do it, huh?
I did.
And you kept learning. You see, that's the message. This is Shop Talk. We keep trying to tell people don't miss opportunities. Just because of this or that or the other, there's still opportunities that are all around. And you were a clerk working for someone and learned this skill, learned how to be able to analyze these financial situations, and all of a sudden you had a job, huh?
I did. It was, I look for opportunities. So, you know, I used to beat up on myself. So, I like to give hope. That's how kind of what spurs me into some of the other things that I do is because I've always been considered the underdog. So, whenever something looks like, you know, it's not attainable, I dig in deeper because I'm going to find a way to make it happen.
Right. That's that ambition. That's that motivation that so many of us queens, we possess it, but sometimes it's hard to tap into it. You know, and I think even as you were describing, sometimes you find yourself in something accidentally and it rubs against the passion that you have and it'll stimulate it. And before you know it, looked like it seems to me that it blossomed
and you were able to find some sustainable income through this particular profession.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to joke with my best friend because she stayed in school and, you know, finished her degree and got her master's. And, you know, it wasn't until the past few years where she actually matched me income-wise. I said, well, you know, I don't regret having to drop out of school or anything like that because it was medical. I didn't really quit because I wanted to quit. I'm not a quitter. But life kept me on the path, and I was able to keep a pretty good income without a degree. So some of my degree friends, it took them a while to catch up to my income bracket with their degree. So, you know.
Look at that. That's a beautiful testimony because, I mean, there are people who, you know, they even in the situations of being a mother or having a family, sometimes, you know, that can come, you know, in the way. That can get in the way of you trying to actually complete a program or whatnot. But I'm still hearing what I feel is so extremely important. Regardless of if you finished anything on paper, you were diligent enough to maintain some sustainability in this field where you had to kind of learn and kind of work with somebody and get good enough, you know, on your own to where looks like people began to reach out to you. They began to reach out because they knew of your work ethic. They knew of your ability to fix things, to handle situations. And that's encouraging, Ms. Green. That is so encouraging to our audience. And, again, that's what this whole the She Talk Radio Network, or that's what I'm going to call it, the whole little thing that we're doing here, it's about self-help and empowerment. That's what that acronym actually stands for. And every listener that's tuned in on this evening, we want you to be empowered. Regardless of your circumstances or your situations, we have witnesses of people who were able to, you know, overcome the odds, you know, overcome the circumstances and still be able to maintain. And even in some cases, joke with folks who, yeah, because people will talk about you. Oh, you ain't got a degree. You ain't got. That's all right. God knows who he's picking and where he's putting them. And as long as you stay on the right path and do what it is that that you're passionate about, that's why I'm on this segment. I like to talk about what people are passionate about. So I just appreciate you again, Ms. Green, for just, you know, showing up on this evening and talking with us. You know, you could have had a million other things to do. But before we take this break, I'm going to ask you this. Tell us a little bit about, you know, this income you say is done well for you. You got a child in college. Tell me how, you know, you were able to even do that. You know, putting a child through college, that's a pretty big step. So with your time away from the job, what was that strategy like when you went back in so that you could make sure you had a sustainable income to get this child that you have on into their college situation?
Okay, I don't really know that again, I might be on accident again, but I'm not sure I had a strategy, to be honest. I was working my business full-time, and we thought we had some scholarships that did not come through, and when that tuition bill came, one of my promises to my daughter was to never allow her to have student loan debt, because even without a degree, I still have a significant amount of student loan debt that has, you know, you know, it's that marriage you can't get a divorce from.
Right.
That marriage you can't get a divorce from that you carry the rest of your life, and I didn't want her to start her life that way. So when we got that, you know, shortfall, I was like, well, I guess I have to put my dreams on hold just temporarily for my daughter's sake. And I just put my resume out, and I was probably employed within 3 weeks because I do have a significant track record in this industry, and I was moved by my prior company to Nashville to problem solve. They were going to lose some properties that they had management contracts of, and they moved me here to save the contract. So I do have a pretty good record of managing assets. So it wasn't very difficult for me to get another job when I was ready.
Look at that. So once again, that skill set, okay, there it is. That's we're trying to tell people. As again, I'm a history teacher, so I work with high school students, and I'm constantly trying to, you know, instill that work ethic and that concept of if people are not going to pay for what you don't know how to do, they need to see that you know how to do something. If you have a degree or if you don't have a degree, can some kind of paper, some kind of references, some kind of job history tell someone that you are competent that you can do something, you have a skill set. That you said that multiple times, and that's why I keep bringing it up, because I promise to goodness, that's a beautiful testimony, Ms. Green. It's a beautiful testimony to, you know, be in the situations you were in and really not even plan it out, but because, again, yet again, back to your choices, you know, you chose to make sure that you showed people, whoever you worked for, you let them know that you were going to take care of that business. You were going to take care of whatever it is that they asked you to take care of. Your work ethic showed that, you know, your ability to solve problems. You know, you were able to analyze different things, and your resume reflects that. So we're trying to let people know, you know, keep a good resume. Keep a good record. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't burn bridges. Make sure that you're, you know, doing well enough to where wherever life takes you, that you can find yourself navigating through those spaces and through those phases. Because they're going to come. Am I right?
That's right. That's right.
Phases
will come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what the old folks told us. Mm-hmm. If it hadn't happened to you yet, just keep living. Something will come up to where, you know, you would try to figure out what you need to do, and a lot of times it goes back to, you know, what's inside of you. You know what I mean? You have that passion to help people. You have that passion. That's why you look at those files. You don't just look at them like these pieces of paper. You're looking at them like this is a family. This is, you know, this is a business that, you know, maybe a family perhaps started, or perhaps, you know, a group of people had a vision for something, and you really saw that and were able to bring in your expertise and assist that situation. And you benefited, you know, as a result. So that's fantastic. Mm-mm-mm. So, again, before we get ready to go to our break, won't you tell us a little bit about, you know, how this property management situation work? What's the bulk of what you do on a daily basis?
At this point, I would say my duties are really it's team building. I manage, you know, assets, be it apartments, or I do some private homes and that kind of thing. But I manage the asset for the owner to make sure that they are reaching some net operating income at the end of the year. If that means housing, you know, maintaining their asset physically and collecting their money and evictions if needed, you know, it encompasses all of that. And then I have a staff of people that I'm responsible for building, you know, and I believe that in everything I do, I always want to give what I have to someone else. So I believe in building a strong team so that if I step out, someone can step up.
Right. Well, that's amazing, because it sounds like that's about making sure that, you know, there's a homeowner and they're renting property, or there is a proprietor of some sort and he possibly has multiple unit apartment buildings, that you're responsible for making sure that they're, you know, physically maintained, that the agreements are met. And that's challenging, asking people for money, okay? Asking, you know, even when it seems very reasonable that you live here, you know, you're supposed to pay your rent. But I think you and I both know that sometimes that doesn't happen, you know?
More often
and that's
than
why
not.
You brought that in.
Mm-hmm. More
yeah,
often
you,
than
that's
not.
Why you kind of sweetly tried to bring that in, evictions if necessary, because ultimately, you know, when people do acquire property, however they choose to manage it, whether they're managing it independently or they have, you know, reached out and got a consultant or a property manager such as yourself, there's a lot that goes into making sure you have the right people at the right place at the right time so that everything is done and everything is, you know, in order, and again, so that proprietor, that owner of the property would extend you more work, give you more, you know, to work on. They see that you manage this pretty well. You know, you made sure everything was done, you know, the best that you could. And even if you had to go through some legal channels, you knew how to do it. You knew how to do it. If you had to do an eviction, seems like you know the steps to take, and no one would have to step out of anything to do it because they got you right there. So, see, this is beautiful. We're going to get ready to take a quick commercial break, but I want everybody that's listening, this is Making It Through the Madness. We're talking about makeup because this woman has a fabulous makeup line that she's working as a consultant through a company, and all the things that sound so serious that she's doing. At the end of the day, you know we women, we want to look good, okay? So we want to hear more when we come back from this commercial break about this Mary Kay consulting that you do and some of your other enterprises that are helping you make it through the madness. So you guys stay tuned. We're going to take a commercial break.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday and host of the Real Talk segment of She Talk Radio and Television. I want to encourage you all to tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. All you have to do is call 713-955-0481, or you could listen on any mobile device at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Get in on the conversation, and let's get real. Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept, deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show, and please, tell a friend.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th. 2017 at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org. Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, and we are back. Again, we want to encourage you guys, as you heard on the commercials, there's a Fourth Friday coming up this Friday at Kingdom Cafe, 2610 Jefferson Street. You be there. We want to see you in the house, the spoken word experience. It goes down. You want to get on the microphone. It's open mic. It's no cover. We want you to support the restaurant and, you know, all the other commercials that come on. We're totally promoting people who are doing positive things in the community. You know, it's a She Talk segment. It's a She Talk radio. So our main audience is women. But we are not exclusive. We totally, you know, love men. We totally love to hear families speak on their experiences in regard to, you know, what they've come across with women's issues. But this segment is dedicated to the working woman. It's dedicated to all the women out there on the grind, working regular 9-to-5, working, doing side jobs, becoming entrepreneurs, establishing businesses and enterprises, such as our fabulous guest on tonight, Ms. Letitia Green. Again, she's got, outside of working, you know, with the property management, she's also been doing several other enterprises, and one of them I know for a fact is a life coaching situation, and then there's a Mary Kay consultant piece. So, Ms. Green, tell us about how did you segue from the property management into these other businesses that you've got going on? Tell us about it.
Oh, wow, that's huge. Well, with Mary Kay, I've probably been doing Mary Kay as long as I've been in property management. I actually got into Mary Kay prior to me getting into property management. I was managing Embassy Suites in my early 20s.
Okay.
And this bubbly lady came in, and at the time my self-esteem was under the floor. Life had happened. And she came in and she told me I was pretty. And that's kind of like what it took. And somehow all these years later, she's still a part of my life, and she's the person who introduced me into Mary Kay and helped me along the pathway of finding my purpose and, you know, and my voice and kind of building up who I am and bringing out those things that were hidden. So that's I think, why no matter what, I'll always do Mary Kay, even alongside of everything else that's developing and, you know, the things that I know God is pushing me into the purpose. And I know I've always known that the things I've endured in life were for someone else. So as I'm now starting to finally go towards those things, Mary Kay will always be a part of me. I can't say that I'm one of those who loved makeup. I didn't. I didn't even wear it. Didn't know how. Didn't know how to stop.
Wow.
Now I can paint and polish your face now. But it wasn't one of those things where I started out where I just wanted to play in makeup. I wasn't one of those little girls. You know, I was a tomboy. I did sports and all that kind of stuff. But through Mary Kay, I found a voice. So it's a part of me now.
Yes. All yeah. Those, I mean, that's so beautiful because, again, I got a similar testimony. I just didn't, you know, grow up with the whole Barbie doll type stuff. You know, I mean, I had a really rough childhood. My mother was constantly incarcerated, and I was taking care of a sibling, and, you know, and I eventually got out of a foster home and got a job at 14, and makeup was the last thing on my mind. I want to say I got into my adult years also, and I just I had self-esteem issues. And I think that's where this piece is connected, because everything that we do, we have to do it with confidence for it to you know, really go forth like it needs to. And a lot of times that so those self-esteem issues, they'll be there, and we may not even be aware that they're there. And until someone comes along and lights a fire like the woman did with you, and it resonated with you, and obviously you began to get involved. So when you did your first married guy, when was your – give us a little – testimony about your first successful consulting event as a Mary Kay consultant.
Oh, wow, that's huge. That's funny because for 2 years, I really didn't even sell anything. I had a consultant number, and I went to every single meeting every week, but I didn't sell anything for like 2 years. And my very first event was I did a prayer breakfast. And
okay.
Because at that time I was going through ministry and, you know, finding my purpose in life. So I kind of merged
right.
them. And that, you know, I felt like it was all
yeah.
supposed to be linked together. So I merged
there
it all together, and I did a prayer breakfast. And there was probably about 95 ladies there, roughly between 90 and 100. And I introduced my Mary Kay business there, and then it's never been a dull moment since. I've set it down a little bit. I've gone up in leadership. I've earned cars, you know, built units, developed other consultants, set back down, took a step down. So it's one of those things where I can pick it up and put it down as I want to, which is phenomenal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. But can still make you income when you need it. That's what I'm hearing. Maybe in the beginning when you see, that's the other encouraging message, Ms. Green. We're trying to get these women out here and fired up because, you know, people get discouraged. You know, when, oh, I was doing it and I didn't sell anything, or, oh, nobody came out to my party. You know, I did Avon back in the day, you know, and I even did some trying to experiment with Mary Kay. And I got discouraged because I kept saying, like, oh, no, I don't think they're into it. But if you can ever, you know, find your niche, find the group, you know, at least you had 95 folk. My first party, there was like 3 people there, you know, and I bought all the products. But ultimately, I enjoyed it. I did. And I found myself, like, you know, learning more about makeup myself, just, you know, for my own sense of self-esteem issues. You know what I'm saying?
I
was,
I know exactly.
You know,
what
someone made
exactly.
up my face. One, yeah.
That's exactly why I started. I didn't start to make money. So I didn't start it. I didn't have any desire to sell it those 2 years. So it wasn't like I was in a place where it was a sense of failure or anything like that. I was in it for what it was there. It came into my life for a purpose. So I don't know if you've ever gone to like a Mary Kay function or an event, but it's one of the most uplifting events that you can attend just by design. So my very first one, I walked into a room and it was – hundreds of women. They were all happy. They were all dressed well. They were all made up, and they were encouraging each other, having fun, and I hadn't been used to that. So that's
right.
what made me sign my agreement. It wasn't to make any money. So it was never,
see how that,
never. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way to, you know, to get in touch with your passion, because just like that's why I always ask that question first. What's the primary? What's the 9 to 5? What's paying the college tuition? Some of those things are passionate to us also, but then there are some things that God gave us in, you know, just internally that sometimes that doesn't make us any money. I'm a spoken word artist, and with teaching being my profession, I love it. Just like you love managing properties. I love it. I feel like I'm making a difference, you know, and that pays the bills. It's getting my son through college. But when it came down to spoken word, it was another something that, oh, my God, I was so enthralled by the arts. And I started writing books and doing CDs, and I wasn't really making anything. I was putting money out to do products and, you know, going to shows, and people weren't paying me. But I loved it. I loved it. And what I see, like you said, everything links together, and it all comes together in the perfect time and that it's supposed to. So you see how you took that time and you learned it and you understood it, and specifically with what you're speaking on, I was one too. I didn't know the first thing about eyeshadow and eyeliner. I didn't know nothing about none of that. But listening to these, you know, trained professionals that were kind of trying to go through it with me at these different functions and training sessions, I was like, okay. And I liked it for myself. I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed the products. I enjoyed, you know, the message of the woman, Mary Kay. I think I read some information about her, you know, starting that business and everything. And I was inspired. So, but yeah, the money wasn't there, you know, but it was something that you're so passionate about that, you know, you never know what God is going to do with those passions.
That's
what we're here talking about tonight. We're here to make sure that people get a good grasp on, you're going to have other work that you'll probably do, you know, because we all have to pay the rent, the mortgage, the car note, and whatever we need to do. We have to do these things. But there's always those other things that are, there's still opportunities. And even if it's not, you know, I'm an actress also, so I do my little extras and do plays and do different things, and there's not any money involved in that stuff. I'm not going out here left and right doing stuff, but I love it. And because I love it and I know that it's a good message behind it, I just feel in my spirit that it's for a purpose. You know what I mean? It's not just for nothing that I stumbled across this. So that is so encouraging to hear that. But before we're going to take another commercial break, I hope you can stick with us for a few more minutes, because we just want to end up with, you know, you telling everybody how to reach you and give your closing remarks. But we want to take one more commercial break, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
She Talk Radio and Television is a show created, produced, and hosted by women for women. We are now on Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So don't miss your daily dose of She Talk. Call 713-955-0481 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/She Talk Radio to get in on the conversation.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, and we are back again. Thank you guys for being here on this evening. We definitely want to give our extra thanks and props out to Miss Letitia Green, who has done so many fantastic things with her life and dealing with just, you know, life is it's a long journey, you know, and we all have to find our role. But she's been making it pretty well, you know, dealing with property management, dealing with, you know, the industry that, you know, what you call it, self-image. You gave it a word. You gave it a name in your introduction. She's a life coach. Tell us a little bit about how that life coaching piece plays into this self-esteem building and image building, because I know that that's connected. So how did all the Mary Kay and everything that you've been doing as a coach come to?
Absolutely. It is all definitely divinely connected. Through Mary Kay, as I said, I've held leadership positions. So in those positions, I was responsible for developing other consultants. And in that, it's all you're doing is coaching. So I found my, you know, like I said, I found my voice in Mary Kay, but I also found my passion. Like recently I was invited to speak at a women's event. It was so empowering, and I took everything that I've learned through my Mary Kay business over the years and applied it, and I felt electric. So I knew that I had finally found that thing, you know, that thing that they always say, that thing, I found it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's all connected. And that kind of ties into the financial piece as well. I'm doing financial coaching. Recently, when I discovered, I was like, you know, you make some decent income. How come you don't ever really have any? Something's going on, you know. So I just discovered and admitted to myself that I wasn't great managing my finances. And as I went to get my personal finances in order, I learned that I could help others also, because I'm all about helping others. So it's like when you learn something, you take it back to the people. So coaching right now and helping people with their finances as well as that exterior beauty, though, that's where I'm at right now. It's all about that. And pretty soon I do plan to be doing that full-time again. Not that I'm against property management, but I just believe that when you've been given more, you push the envelope. So I am teaching people about cash flow and how to either manage their expenses or, you know, make some additional money or manage your debt and get you some emergency funds and proper protection, doing all of that right now. So it's an exciting time. And since I know we're winding out of town, I will say Thursday I'm doing some food and finance. If anyone's interested, I'd love to have you come out and hear a little bit more and get your finances in order.
Yes. Tell us when we can come. Tell us about it.
All right. Well, if you want to come, I'm going to give you my email and phone number, and I can give you the address. I don't want to, because it's a personal home, so I don't want to give the address out over the air, but you definitely can call me or email me, and I'll give you the address.
Let
but
them
it's
call
Thursday.
You, email you, and they can find out about this event. Tell us about
Absolutely.
It.
So it's Thursday at 6:30, and my phone number where you can reach me is area code 615-364-2450. If you prefer to email, it's Letitia Green, and that's LetishaGreen at ymail.com. And, again, that's finance and food this Thursday at 6:30. I'd love to have you come out.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, shout out, before we get ready to transition and everything, shout out that design coach page. I've looked at that page. That page looks like it's so inspiring. So tell us a little bit about this design, the life of your dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. Design the life of your dream. That's the coaching business. Like I said, it's new. So it's currently the only page I have. I'm working on the website. It'll be launching October 10th. But currently the Facebook page is Design the Life. And you can get you some motivational quotes there and some inspiration. And that's also where you can book me if you have some speaking opportunities for me to encourage some women and, you know, dig deep and it's just an exciting thing that's going on right now.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's exactly what we're here for, Ms. Green. We are here to promote everybody that has something going on because we don't do enough of that, you know, particularly in our community. We just kind of can't wait to tear somebody down. But we're all about upbuilding and empowering here on Self-Help and Empowerment, She Talk Radio. Some of them calling us divas, you know. That's nice. I think a diva is a female version of a hustler. I think that's what Beyonce said.
That's what I heard.
So they're calling us. Yeah, I heard that. So I think that that's what we are being called here. And all we're doing is just trying to share and trying to expose all the audience, you know, the people who might be tuned in on tonight from Atlanta, from Alabama, from Nashville, even for as far as Los Angeles, whomever is listening on the sound of my voice. I'm hoping that you've been encouraged. I'm hoping that you've been inspired. There's madness all around us. There's madness all around us. Go get you some makeup. Fix your face up. Go put you some cute clothes on and walk out there with your head held high and put your crown on straight and strut. You know what I mean? That's what I want to say as we get ready to transition this segment. I want everybody who tuned into this Shop Talk segment to know that, hey, we are hardworking women. But we are still beautiful, we are still graceful, we are still queens in everything that we do, even when it gets hard, even when we get to situations where we're not quite sure how we're going to make it. We had a witness on tonight who talked to us about she made it. She made it through the madness. She got a child in college, and she's worked full-time job and gone through different transitions and managing businesses and everything. So I just want to be, you know, an encouraging voice to all who have tuned in on this evening. Again, I'm Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host. You can reach me at Taomi 3 Facebook, Taomi 3000. You just Google Taomi 3000, and all kind of great things will come up. But shout out to Ruby Johnson and this whole She Talk Radio piece. She's doing fantastic work with the Girl Talk segment. There's a Pillow Talk. There's 5 nights a week you can get some encouragement. from one of these segments. So hopefully that you guys are tuning in and listening in and getting in on the conversation. That number was 713-955-0481. But if you heard us on Blog Talk, this is being recorded. So you can come back. If you didn't get to listen to it all the way through, you can hear it again. So we're so glad again for Ms. Green. Thank you so much for taking your time to just spend a few minutes and share with us your life story, what you've been going through, how you've got through it, and what's helping you maintain a sense of, you know, keeping your hard working woman on the grind. We got to know how to do that. We thank you again, Ms. Green. Any last comments that you want to make to us before we transition?
Nope, I just thank you for having me. And, you know, ladies, whatever it is you want to do, just don't let anyone tell you you can't, because you can.
Absolutely. There it is. So, guys, we thank you again for tuning in. We're going to get ready to make a move here. Again, you can reach out, Blog Talk Radio, She Talk, or Divas of Radio, or you just want to, you know, reach me, Taomi3000, you know, at gmail.com, or you can reach me, you know, through the Blog Talk site and just make comments on this actual segment. We appreciate everyone who's listening, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening.
This is Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host, and I'd like to thank my guests and all the listeners. We've just completed yet another fabulous episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.